Good morning, 9:18 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for our chat with Amy Dollar, Tourism Director. How are you doing this morning, ma'am?
I'm doing pretty good. It's rainy.
It is rainy.
My feet are wet.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it is a rainy morning, so I know we need it. But yeah, it is definitely can slow down all of our commutes. Now, yesterday I was actually going through Wilson County, and we had that, I mean, it was torrential rain coming down there west of Fredonia. And I mean, everyone was just slowed down to about 40 miles an hour with some of their blinkers on and that sort of thing. So they've been getting a lot of rain.
It wasn't quite that extreme driving from Southtown, but it was bad enough. I called Don and I was like, I'm not going to be on
right.
time.
Right. No worries. So. Well, hey, we've had quite a few different events and that sort of thing happen.
Coffeeville is a happening place. I heard Gail earlier talking about Coffeeville Summer Celebration. So make sure you have that on your calendars. I'm excited about that.
That's
this
awesome.
Year. I'm always excited about it. Not just this year. But we'll recap the Bourbon at the Browns. If you guys missed the Bourbon at the Browns event, it's really too late now, but we do have other events, and it was really a great night. Not just the bourbon aspect, but the socializing, the networking, the music was fabulous. The food was even better. Big shout out to everybody. Shout out to Mr. Daniels and his sons from Gunners and Carly Cunningham that did our charcuterie and Natural Food Center, and shout out to Martin and Carlos, because yes, the music was nice. The whole night was great. So it was I always like it when people come to my events.
It
was a good fundraising opportunity for the Brown Mansion, and so thank all of you for attending. Now our next event, I've been working on this one a little bit because it takes a lot of I'm gonna have to have a watch. It takes steps. But July 28th at 6:30 p.m. we're gonna have a murder mystery dinner at the Brown Mansion. It'll be kind of a 1920s mansion murder themed. And we're gonna have 20s themed everything: food, drinks, appetizers, dessert. Will all be 1920s recipes. I think that will be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I've been looking at them. And I was, you know, the appetizers are easy, the cakes are fun. And I was like, look at the entrees. And so I've been looking at different things that were popular in the 1920s. So I think when we finally decide what we're going to do, I think it'll be a lot of fun on that part. But it'll be a whole night. And what I think will be exciting about it is when you sign up to come to the event, we will send you a character that you can be to whatever extent you would like. But you'll have kind of a background on it. And it's not that you're going to have to go out and get these huge elaborate costumes. Sometimes it'll be as simple as a pair of glasses, a hat, you know, a fedora, feather boa, headband, you know, anything, cigarette holder. Stuff like that, just like, you know, you can go all out, but you don't have to. But I think it'll be really cool to have that immersion into an event.
Oh yeah.
So we'll start out where we mingle and talk about our characters, and then we'll have dinner, and from then on you're going to be your character that evening. So you'll have your place card, we'll have your character's name, and then it'll be a kind of a couple rounds of a whodunit, and then it'll be kind of some prizes at the end for best villain and who guessed the murderer first and different things like that, you know. Best accent, so if you want to come full character, you can have an accent if you'd like. I can see you having an accent,
yeah,
James.
Oh, yeah, of course. I can probably work on that. That's great.
But it'll be a lot of fun. And again, it's a fundraiser, and it's all to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Coffeeville Historical Society having the mansion, and the mansion being open for tours and being open to bring people from all over to our community, which that brings me to tourism is ramping up. We have people coming from all over. If you meet an out-of-towner, smile and say hello.
School's out of town, so people are starting those family vacations and
yes,
that sort of thing.
Yes, yes. That's what I was trying to figure out what I was going to talk about. It's like, into school. Yeah, so bring your kids to the museum. Bring them to the Brown Mansion. Kids like the Brown Mansion, don't think they don't, because they really do enjoy it. I think second grade on up is perfect to bring them out there. And then you've got ICES, we have our aquatic center, disc golf. I mean, we have so much going on in Coffeeville, and that your kids, if you want to have a fun day with your kids, you don't necessarily have to leave town.
Sure.
You can do a whole fun day here, you know, and really let the kids explore our history and our fun attractions. It doesn't have to all be about history, because the aquatic center and disc golf, they're pretty cool. Roosevelt Drive is always nice to go walk.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a lot of things. We've got a lot of things going on that are really good in our area. The Model A Ford Club, you had them on. They came. Everybody was super nice to them in the community. They enjoyed it. Hopefully we get we get them to come back when they get to pick their vacations again.
Maybe some other clubs too. And thanks for setting that up. That was really cool to be able to have them in studio.
Well, someone, my coworker, was watching the ham radio thing on Facebook Live. And then the guys came in kind of at the end. It just kind of all, hey, that kid came, you know. So we appreciate you letting us invite our groups in, because, you know, I try to wow them, you know, have them come here and then come back again. That's what we want. We don't want them to come and say, man, Coffeeville. We want them to come and say, Coffeeville, we want more.
Well, so that's a great point is, you know, if anyone out there listening has some sort of event or a group they're going to be bringing into town, you know, let everyone in the chamber know, because you guys can really roll out the red carpet.
Absolutely. We put stuff on our electric sign to welcome the groups. We promote it. We have itineraries already built that people can use as an example. They don't have to follow them, you know, use them as an example. We have visitor bags for our out-of-town visitors that are not familiar with the area. So if you know about a group that's coming, call us and we will definitely work with that group and help them lay out the red carpet and invite them to see our best Coffeeville,
and that way, you know, they can know what attractions are available, because the last thing we want is people missing something that they would really have liked to have seen and just not even knowing it was there.
Absolutely. You know, when I first moved here, I didn't know the whole West Side and the Feaster Park. I did not know that existed. I also did not go and ask anyone at the chamber if they were in the parks. So it's nice that, you know, that we do have all that information available right there. You know, tourism and the Chamber of Commerce, we work closely together to, you know, we're all there together to make sure that we inform and make aware and invite everyone we possibly can to our fair city.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned Summer Celebration. We've been talking a little bit about it already on the air today, but maybe for folks who are unaware, you want to kind of give your view and your kind of description of the event?
Which will not be as good as Gail's, I will forewarn you. Right. But it's, I always like it that it's after the actual 4th of July. That is super cool. Sure. And it's all about the community. You know, I don't think that there's anything that, you know, food or vendors that are charged for. You know, kids can come out and they can enjoy the day. Families can come out, bring your blanket, bring your lawn chairs. It is a great day. The fireworks are fabulous. They are really cool. It's the biggest fireworks show I've probably ever seen. And I enjoy watching it. It's something that you want. I mean, my kids sometimes, man, it's a handful getting them out of the house. I have big kids too, by the way. Sometimes they're just a lot. You know, one's got to curl their hair, one doesn't like her shorts. You know, there's just a lot going on. But we will do whatever we can to make sure that we get out there, because once we do, it is such an enjoyable time. The fireworks are great. The music's good. But like I said, you know, Gail does this, and it's all, well, and I know he has help, but it's all it's all for the community and to give back. So that's my interpretation of it. It is a very cool event. It's worth dragging your kids and going to for the day.
Well, we appreciate him calling in, and of course, you know, we're going to keep getting some updates here as we get closer, but it's something to look forward to, because we are, you know, right on the cusp of summer here with graduation the end of this week. And
we are. I don't have anyone graduating, but shout out to Grady. Grady is Sully's stepbrother. He graduated from Coffeeville Community College, so great. Big shout out to him.
Awesome.
And everyone who graduated everywhere, but that was pretty cool. And while I'm doing that, my grandbaby is listening today, so I wanted to say hi to Percy. Hi, P. Thank you for letting me do that.
Of course.
I feel cheesy doing that still after all these years of being on the radio, but fun. I really wanted to say hi because the novelty has not worn off
yet. No, that's the point. That's the goal.
And there's just, you know, tourism ramping up, schools getting out, and there's a lot more activity in Coffeeville, a lot more things to do. You know, like I said, the pool will be opening soon. You
is
know.
That usually Memorial Day?
I think
where
so.
They usually do that.
I just know.
I haven't heard anything official.
I just know it's cool and it's fun to go hang out there with your kids and let your kids go. So I don't really know. I know it will be soon.
Soon,
it's usually
right
around that time, I think.
Well, thankfully we're getting some rain so we can justify it.
Well, I don't like the rain and I don't like the wind, just for the record. So right. I am.
Too bad. We need the rain.
We do need the rain. So happy to have it, but it's not my favorite.
Right.
So there's anyway, if you have any questions on anything, you can call me at the chamber. We'll have some more exciting stuff next month, because we've got some hopefully we'll have some dates finalized. We've got some traveling exhibits that will be coming to Coffeeville, and I'm hoping to be able to announce those dates soon. So get out, see your attractions. Oh, fifth grade tours are Tuesday, by the way.
And what are those?
Oh, that's where this is a big deal. They take, well, it is to me, because I've never seen so many kids in my life. I went to a small school. there's like 150 something fifth graders, and they come and they get their tours of coffee. They go to the Brown Mansion, they go to the museum, and they come to the plaza and the old Condon Bank. We go see Death Alley, we see some of the murals, and they get an icy, and it's a big event. Cause so mind your, when you're pedestrians Tuesday, mm-hmm. when you're driving, cause there are lots of kids everywhere downtown on Tuesday. So
tomorrow.
Yes, okay. Yes. Rain or shine, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we're going to be done with the rain. So
okay.
No, that's
good
for you.
Yes. That's either way. But yep. It's always so much fun because we start out in front of the mural. We go in and see Dinger at Isham's. And then we go to the bank. We go down Death Alley and you get to tell them all about it. They go to the museum. They go to the mansion. I've gotten to do it on both sides, the tourism side at the bank and the plaza and the old jail. But then I've also gotten to do it for the Brown Mansion, do the tours out there with the kids, and it's insane, but it is so much fun, and they all love it. They are really into, they're good little sponges then. They are into absorbing their history.
Excellent. Well, that is awesome. That's going to be fun. So definitely something to look forward to here tomorrow. See the kids out and about.
Yes.
Enjoying town.
Yes. So thank you. I think I don't have anything else
That's a good update.
Oh, good. Well, thank you very much. Thank you all for listening.
All righty, Amy Dollar, Tourism Director here. Appreciate you coming on and look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. And we'll be back before you know it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We have more Open Line coming up.